Thank you for joining us for AECOM's Ethics Week 2013. Today we're here with K.N. Gunawan, who also goes by Dr. Guna. Dr. Guna is Vice President of AECOM's Alternative Delivery Group and has almost three decades of engineering and construction experience. He's worked on some high-profile projects, including the Presidio Parkway P3 project in San Francisco, California, as well as the Interstate 15 reconstruction project. Dr. Guna is also a member of the American Society of Civil Engineers, ASCE, where he chairs the Constituent Committee on Ethical Practice. Dr. Guna, thank you for joining us. And, you know, you've been involved in many major projects in your distinguished career. How did you become interested in ethics, and how did you become chair of this Constituent Committee?
Appreciate the opportunity. And I've always, you know, valued ethical behavior, and even as a civil engineering student in India, I valued and appreciated ASCE's Code of Ethics, which kind of attracted me to pursue higher education here in the U.S., and then I continue to stay and work here. The past president, Bill Henry, during his tenure, established a task committee on global principles for professional conduct, and it asked me to serve on the committee along with a number of distinguished members who have been dealing with corruption, bribery, and fraud around the globe. During that time, I also had the opportunity to serve on the technical team in developing a DVD entitled Ethicana, called Anti-Corruption Education Training Global Project. I believe AECOM was a sponsor of the project as well. I continue to serve on the committee, and when it became a constituent committee in 2009, I was asked to chair the committee for a tenure of 3 years. And when the reorganization of committees occurred last year, President Delgado asked me to continue to chair the committee for another term of 3 years until 2015. So that's kind of how I fell into the opportunity of chairing the committee at ASCE.
Tell us about your role as chair. What kind of things do you do, and what kind of topics do you cover?
So we have a committee of 8 members, and basically we provide a kind of a platform to look at issues that may be facing our individual members. At the same time, we work with these other agencies to help them develop policies and procedures to address these kinds of issues that they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
So, Dr. Guna, what are some of these issues? Like, what do you think are sort of the hot topics in ethics right now?
Well, there are two or three things, but let me just go one by one. Currently, the issue of, you know, political contributions is no complaint has come to ASCE as yet, or to the committee, or to the Committee on Professional Conduct. But we believe that there are some issues that are brewing with reference to political contributions. And then we also have an issue dealing with a commitment to sustainability. And we expect that to come up as, you know, we're dealing with the principles of sustainability continues to permeate our profession. If a client's requirement conflicts with this commitment, you know, how do we deal with it when a civil engineer is tasked with holding paramount the health, safety, and welfare of the general public? And then, of course, you know, the new guidelines for the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act that was issued in November, you know, that's being beaten around too to look to see, understand what is going on.
Oh, that sounds like a full plate there.
It is, and it's exciting as well.
So as an engineer, why should engineers care about ethics, and how does that relate to their work for the engineers here at AECOM?
If you look at, you know, engineers are entrusted to hold paramount the health, safety, and welfare of a society. And if you read ASCE's definition of global aspiration vision for civil engineers, it says, entrusted by society to create a sustainable world and enhance the global quality of life, civil engineers serve competently, collaboratively, and ethically. You know, especially when it says that you're entrusted with all of these vital elements of a very vibrant society, there's no other way or to conduct business other than ethically. AECOM, as a global leader, has to lead by example. And I always say a company is just a shell. It's just made of people. people breathe life into a company, and hence the engineers who form AECOM have to contribute to our collective behavior.
As an engineer, when do you most often run into an ethical issue? What are some of the things that come up?
You have two aspects of it. You have a personal side and a professional side. So I'm just going to talk from a professional side of things. And it starts from the very concept or development of a project. You know, engineers have a responsibility to sustain the planet and also at the same time improve the quality of life of our fellow citizens. So even as you conceive a project, you know, we do go through the purpose and need of a project. So there are conflicting issues at that point where we have to make an ethical decision of what is right so that we have all of these things balanced. And it extends all the way through what we normally call as asset management to ensure a good return on investment to the taxpayer of a project that is being developed and built. It also starts with a self-assessment. You know, we have to, you know, ask ourselves, am I qualified and competent? Am I practicing within my area of expertise to ensure a quality product at the end of the day? Are we competing in a fair and equitable manner when we compete for projects? Is there a conflict of interest? So, you know, every step of the way on an everyday engineer's face, ethical dilemma.
So being part of ASCE and being someone who's become another leader at AECOM here in ethics, you know that the Ethisphere Institute has, for the third straight year, named AECOM one of the world's most ethical companies. Dr. Guna, in your view, what makes AECOM one of the world's most ethical companies?
Apart from exceeding, you know, the requirements set forth by Ethisphere Institute in ethics, compliance, programs, governance, etc., as I mentioned earlier, it is the people who make up the company. Individual ethical behavior, which, you know, again, guided by your moral compass, coupled with the conducive corporate environment with the ultimate respect for a client's need and the environment. I think that's what makes AECOM a very ethical company, especially given the size of the company and its footprint around the globe.
Now, in your decades of experience in engineering as well as construction, I'm sure you've run into quite a few ethical issues yourself. So are there any that you can share with the audience in terms of, you know, where a project might have hinged on making an ethical decision?
There have been situations where I've had to sit back, evaluate, and make some recommendations to my client in terms of what course of action that they needed to take with respect to a procurement process or a quality issue and so on and so forth. Fortunately for me, maybe just out of respect, you know, clients have accepted my recommendations and have followed through. I always believe in, you know, doing the right things. The principles that I've been guided through over my professional career by some of my mentors in the industry, put projects first, clients second, and the rest of the stuff should fall in line. And I also believe in, it's not what you say, but how you say it. So how you deal with these situations and how you present your case to your client and your peers is what helps you navigate through this landmine without getting your legs blown off.
That's a pretty good metaphor, Dr. Guna. So thank you for spending time with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to add about Ethics Week or AECOM's Ethics and Compliance Program or anything else in general?
One of the guiding principles that I follow is, you know, when I put my head on my pillow every night, I fall asleep like a baby. The only person that I answer to is my conscience. And I think, you know, if everybody did the right thing every day, I don't think there'll be an excuse for a bad night's sleep.